and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, a brief look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. It was up with the temperatures as the week went on, with the sunshine bringing on a rash of activity in the fields across our MFR patch. Mowers, foragers and balers were flying around the grass fields as the livestock men made the most of the dry spell. It's certainly looking right now like it's going to be a good year for quality silage, and that's great news for our few milk producers as well as the beef and sheep men, who will certainly be faced with higher feed bills this coming winter. Now, as regards those cereal prices last week, the yo-yo effect continued, with the range going from £190 to close on Friday at back at £200 plus for wheat. And I spoke to a couple of farmers earlier in the week who had signed contracts at £230 for malting barley off the combine this season. That's good money if you can get it and meet those quality standards. But, as expected at this time of year, demand for red meat shows signs of slowing down a bit, and both beef and sheep prices were steady, if not slightly easier. It was a trend MFR's adopted farmer John Scott noticed with his new season lambs when we caught up with him last week at the beef event.
Lamb prices dropped a little bit, £5 a kilo this week, and we spent the last 2 days shearing, so we've got through most of the ewes, most of them now, their fleece is off.
And I wondered, what were John's thoughts on Richard Lockhead's re-election to looking after the farming portfolio in the new Scottish Parliament?
Yeah, I mean, this is a local thing for Richard, and he's great for our industry, he's making a real difference and commit for another term in office, which we're all very happy about.
So, having got the support of most farmers I've come across this past couple of weeks, what are the items on Richard Lockhead's immediate to-do list?
There's an optimistic mood in agriculture just now, but there are, of course, a lot of underlying pressures. We have to get the negotiations over the Common Agricultural Policy right for Scotland. A lot at stake in these negotiations. We have to make sure we've got a loud voice. We have other individual issues which are coming through Europe, such as sheep tagging, which is a big issue for the sheep sector. We don't want Europe to come down a ton of bricks on sheep farmers for making innocent mistakes with what's a very complex system. And, of course, we've got the meat and hygiene costs, which the Food Standards Agency want to pass from the FSA to the industry. We've got some concerns about that as well.
So there you go, just a few of the items facing Richard Lockhead's Agriculture Department in the new Scottish Parliament. But I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.